NCBA's Cattle Con continues here in Nashville. I'm Susan Littlefield with the American Ag Network. Buck Werbein joins us now from the state of Nebraska, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association. And you spent a lot of time on the road, but still get to keep an eye on things back home. Let's talk a little bit about your involvement in cattle back in Nebraska.
Yeah, I was born on a small farm. We had cattle, hogs, and chickens. We moved to Texas, grew up in the commercial cattle feeding business down there for 20 years, and then moved back to Sandy. And I now live a driver and a six iron from where we went to high school together, and so we're back home. And feedlot I operate is 20 miles further west from Omaha, where we live, and of course, it's a great place to have cattle. We got abundant feed. We got lots of packers, and can get feeder cattle from everywhere. So it's a great spot. And a great spot to feed cattle. And, you know, since we lived in Texas for 20 years, we feel like we have dual citizenship. And I'll mention that we actually have more cattle than Texas now.
I am very proud to say that, being a girl that lived in Texas for a while as well, it is nice to say that Nebraska is, you know, still holds on to that. You know, and Nebraska, I think, has a uniqueness in its growth for cattle opportunities. The weather, for the most part, is decent. There's plenty of feed, plenty of water. And it's Nebraska. It's a great place to raise a family and raise food that feeds the world.
Yeah, in every way but property tax.
Oh, yeah. I didn't want to bring that up. we won't talk about Nebraska's property tax.
You can delete that.
Yeah, we will take that out. But let's talk about the role that you have had this last year and how fast your year is wrapping up. And you put on a lot of miles on those cowboy boots.
Yeah, it was a very, very fun year and a very productive year. We started out with a huge win with the Big Beautiful Bill. We came out of the fall session with a farm bill that was the best farm bill for cattle producers that Colin Woodall had ever seen, he said. And Congressman G.T. Thompson shepherded that out of the Ag Committee and House. And while the farm bill has not been finished, the Big Beautiful Bill got 90% of that codified into law, and the next president can't write it off. Congress will have to do it. So that was a big, big win for all of our producers, especially the equity players, landowners, business owners, and so forth, with the death tax. And that was huge. And we've got the biggest thing that's going for us is our demand, which is, you know, I've been in this 45 years, and to see what demand has done is really beyond my imagination. And a lot of that's because of what our producers have done with our quality of our herd and the grading that we have now. It's incredible.
And what a year to have prices like we have had. I mean, it's about time. As one of my commodity brokers says, it's finally the producer's time to be in the driver's seat.
That's correct. And while we're professional worriers in this business, and we worry about the price of our product, but golly, if you look at insurance and tractor parts and things like that, the inflation of beef is not as bad as people want to make it out to be. And so I think that's true. We're finally getting what the product is worth. And the interesting thing is people are buying it because they like it and they want to buy it. There are other products out there, and they're buying ours. And we're taking demand from poultry and pork, and that's a strong thing.
Well, especially in this craze that we continue to be in, where folks want more protein, and then you see, you know, the new health guidelines that have come out, and that they want you eat more beef, eat more of this protein, and there you guys are to say, hey, come on over, we've got it for you.
Amen, sister. Secretary Kennedy is going to be here Thursday, and he and I are going to talk about that, and so it'll be interesting to see how he came around to where he is. I believe that all we got was a fair hearing finally. Our information, the quality of our product, that's always been there, and the checkoff funded research and so forth has always been there, but it hasn't been fairly looked at, and now it has. And so I don't think he did us a favor. I think he looked at it fairly and came to the right conclusion.
It'll definitely be interesting to hear what he has to say. Part of CattleCon is not just the opportunity for cattlemen all across the nation to gather. It's for committees to get together, to work on topics, to work on policies. Have you had a chance to kind of bounce in and out of some of these committee meetings and see what's going on?
Yes, and it's interesting because we probably will set a new record for CattleCon attendance, but it isn't only that people are here. These meetings are jam-packed full, and so they're not just here, they're engaged. And what's kind of interesting, well, when you go to the summer meeting, the mid-year meeting, that is basically all work. But when you come here, there's a lot of work too, committees, and both on the checkoff side and the policy side. But it's also a lot of fun, and there's a lot of good things and fun things to do and network. I see lots of customers here. I see lots of friends, and sometimes it's the only place I see them. And so that's a lot of fun. And, of course, here we are in Nashville. There's going to be a lot to do. Mm-hmm. And the trade show is a big draw for people. It's full of companies that we all do business with, and you can see their new products and what they're doing and stuff coming down the road. So it's really the perfect balance between good hard work and a lot of fun as well.
So, Buck, if you could look at one aspect of your year as president of NCBA, what would be your takeaway?
I would say the buoyancy of our producers because of the market. You mentioned it earlier that the cow-calf people are this has given them a chance to pay off some debt and get healed up and expand if they want to and things like that. And I'm not a cow-calf guy. I'm reading between the lines. Mm-hmm. But that is fun to see, and you see it here. You saw it in San Antonio last year, the buoyancy of people's attitude and the spring in their step, and that's pretty fun. When we're in one of these bad markets, it just is a drag, and this is the opposite. And I think the optimism that people have that is tempered with, as I said earlier, we're worriers, and so everybody knows this will not last forever. And so we're all looking over our shoulder a little bit, but we're certainly enjoying it.
And the young that are coming into this wonderful lifetime career.
Yes, that's one of the things that we're talking about in NCBA is how can we use our membership to maybe facilitate putting an old geezer like me in contact with somebody young that wants to get in. The capital requirements are so intense now that if you don't have a child, a son, a daughter that wants to follow you, you need to find somebody that wants to get in the business, and perhaps you can work out a plan where they can get in without needing to borrow all the money right away. And so we would like to somehow do that, and we're working on it. We don't have a great I wish I could roll out some plan here, but we don't have that, but we're thinking about it, and that's going to be a bigger need as we move forward.
And sometimes that's how the best things happen. They start as a thinking process and eventually evolve into something that changes the industry.
Precisely.
Well, congratulations on an amazing year. I'm sure you'll be ready just to be back in Nebraska and walk through along those feedlot pens and ride through the pens and just be a cattleman again.
Yeah, I'm not ready for it to be over, but right. I am ready for it to be over. It's been a real blast. I've enjoyed every minute of it.
Well, congratulations once again. Buck Werbein joining us, president of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association in Nashville at CattleCon. I'm Susan Littlefield reporting.